Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We begin with a banking story. It's also a story of corporate governance, and it's also a story of the financial system. It was looking like a pretty good week for Citigroup stock. The quarterly earnings result was better than expected. That boosted the stock on Wall Street. And so when shareholders sat down to talk about issues facing the company, one might have expected good moods, but not so. Shareholders voted down the bank's $15 million pay package for Chief Executive Vikram Pandit. That's the first time that stock owners have united in opposition to compensation at a major bank. The issue is corporate governance. The vote itself was actually a feature of the Dodd-Frank Financial Oversight Bill. And we'll talk about what it means with Eleanor Bloxam, CEO of the Value Alliance, a board, educational, and advisory firm. Eleanor, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
Describe a little bit about what your firm does. Who does it advise? And are you talking about corporate boards and corporate governance?
I am talking about corporate boards and corporate governance, and we provide education to corporate boards and corporate board members, as well as advisory services and evaluations.
How badly does a vote like this sting, Eleanor?
This vote stings very badly. I think, for one thing, don't believe that Citigroup was really expecting this vote, and it is a major blow to them by being the first Wall Street firm and first major vote of this kind for a corporation of this size.
Also joining us, Peter Morici, macroeconomist and professor of international business at the University of Maryland, our good friend, author of several books, including Antitrust in the Global Trading System. Peter, welcome back to the program.
Nice to be with you.
I'm guessing now, but I suspect doesn't sting quite enough for Vikram Pandit, your old buddy. Hey, Peter?
Well, I think this confirms that Vikram is really out for Vikram and not much of anybody else. You know, this goes back to the huge amounts of money he took out of Citigroup and put in his pocket, $150 million, when he sold them a bad hedge fund. But more recently, let's consider that he was rebuked in his efforts to reestablish dividends. If the federal government, which has a considerable stake in Citigroup and is responsible for its survival and his position, has determined that Citigroup cannot afford to pay dividends, Mr. Pandit, who has already been compensated rather handsomely by the standards of normal mortals, feels that he needs a huge retention package and salary at this time. It shows a manifest error of judgment. I want to point out that the
Let's back up for 1 second. Peter, just hold on 1 second, because you mentioned the retention bonus is $10 million, and that's on top of the $15 million that the shareholders voted down, so they don't like either one of those. And we should note that that Vikram Pandit and Citibank and the board doesn't have to pay any attention to this at all. It's a symbolic vote, right?
Well, yeah, though I think they will pay attention to it. But I would point out that, I have a record of being critical of Mr. Pandit. Consider who recommended against voting yes on this. The Institutional Shareholders Services, who advised people like TIA Cref and CalPERS, who don't care to make these judgments for themselves on how they should vote on major corporate issues, as shareholders, how they should vote their shares. And they saw no real and substantial connection between performance and the compensation packages and methods being proposed, nor any long-term, plan in that direction. It was strictly, we think we should have this money and we're going to take it. I know that sounds very harsh and left-wing, but remember who's saying it. I'm a well-known conservative business professor at a U.S. business school, hardly on friendly ground to the likes of Citigroup. And I'm not unfriendly to Citigroup generally. I think it has enormous competitive capabilities that are of great benefit to the American economy. What is not of great benefit to anyone other than himself and his lieutenants who share in this largesse is the continued tenure of Vikram Pandit, and it also draws into considerable question the judgment of Treasury Secretary Geithner. For whom it's basically at his behest that he's there because he keeps telling us that Pandit is the indispensable man. Trust me, I'll do the job for $1 a year. I'll do it as well, and I won't propose such an outrageous compensation structure.
All right. Let's get a reaction from Eleanor Bloxam, CEO of the Value Alliance. Now, would you advise Citigroup and the board that basically what this vote says is that shareholders are sick and tired of playing numbers games with the accounting and the earnings results because revenues are declining at Citigroup, and that under no circumstances are people to be compensated for a situation where the bank is simply holding on.
I think that's absolutely right. I think shareholders have made a resounding voice here, and I think that it speaks to the fact that it's a surprise speaks to the fact that the board was disconnected from understanding where shareholders were coming from on this. And in terms of what ISS was looking at, it was absolutely, when they looked at it, they took a look at the implications of this package. And when they added everything up in terms of the entire implications for this, their report showed that it really implies $45 million to Mr. Pandit out of this package, which is, as Peter said, unreasonable.
All right.
By the way, I'd point out that my view of Citigroup is that the Federal Reserve has unfairly evaluated its position. I think it is in a very solvent situation, and that is not the question here. The question is it yet time to be rewarding these senior officers?
Right, no.
Not,
and you've made that point, Peter.
And the stocks haven't returned. And, you know, would this be outrageous anyway? Probably under the circumstances, yes.
Let's not miss the opportunity to find out what's going on in the boardrooms of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman this morning as they look at this vote. Peter, what do you think?
Well, I think that they're probably a little bit upset, but not overly alarmed, because Citigroup is a particular target, being, you know, bailed out and partially owned by the U.S. government. And so my feeling is that this is a wake-up call for them, but they don't have the same alarm bells going off. I don't think the IIS is going to reject their outrageous compensation packages, even though it should.
All right. Peter Morici, macroeconomist and professor of international business at the University of Maryland. Eleanor Bloxham, CEO of the Value Alliance, a board educational and advisory firm, talking about the game-changing vote down of Vikram Pandit's $15 million compensation package. That's what shareholders did. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.